We're up to Simon Tuf Mem Zayin Sif Tes. Says the Mechaber, Yavesh be Yavesh. What is the din of dry things that mix up? One is chametz and one is not. Now, this is a halacha that we have in Kol HaTorah Kula. What happens if you have two solid objects and one of them was Isser and one of them is Heter? And I don't know which is which. So the halacha is if I only have two of them, it's Aser. What if I have three objects? One of them was Isser and the other two are Heter, and I don't know which is which. The halacha is that midaraisa, chad betray batel, it doesn't literally have to be chad betray one and two, but there's a halacha of bittel barov. If I don't know which is which, we look at the whole thing as a unit. The name of the unit is nikba, is determined by the majority. Since the majority are Heter, the halacha is that all three are viewed as Heter. The halacha, though, is that if you have substances that have different tastes, the Isser is of a different taste than the Heter. You just don't know which one is Aser and which one is Mutter. And you got confused. So there, midrabanan, you would have to have shishim, you have to have 60 times Heter against the Isser, out of a chash that you may cook them together. And when you cook them together, then the Isser is going to give flavor to the Heter. So you need shishim against it, and that is edrabanan. So once again, the halachi is mindamino, if they have the same flavor, you have Isser and Heter that mixed. In Kol HaTorah Kula, we say, as long as you have more Heter than Isser, the halacha is the whole thing is mutter. Whereas, if you're dealing with min b'she'eno mino, midrabanan, you have to have shishim, because if you cook it, you're going to end up having the flavor of Isser. Now, what happens when you're dealing with Pesach? What happens if, say, you have matzahs that were chametz stick and matzah that is not chametz stick, and they got mixed up, and you don't know which is which? So the Mechaber says, Yavesh b'yavesh, afal pishab de b'shari surim chad betrei batel, even though in Kol HaTorah Kula we say that there is bittel barov, chametz b'matzah afilu be'elef lo batel. The first shita holds that on Pesach there is no bittel of yavesh b'yavesh. This is the first sheet in the Mechaber. V'yesh omrim, and the reason being, the same way that chametz on Pesach, there is no Torah's bittel. The halacha is that it is bittel, but there's no bittel at all. Even a mashu of chametz is not bittel. Similarly, in Yavish B'Yavish, there is no bittel. You have a lot more than a mashu over there. There's a whole piece of chametz there. Whereas, v'yesh omrim, the chametz shava l'shari surim bezeh. The Rosh's shita is that when Chazal made this halacha, that a mashu of chametz is not batal, that's only when you're talking about lach balach, where I'm dealing with one substance that is all mixed together. But when I'm dealing with separate objects, and I don't know which is which, the Rosh's shita is that Chazal never made their gzeira. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that even according to the Shitas HaRosh, we must be talking about a case where it's a slice, not an entire, like a loaf, a loaf of bread together with a loaf of bread, say, that was baked for matzah meal. There would be no bittel. The halacha is that anything that is sold individually or by number is too choshev to be bittel. You know, therefore, when you're dealing with, say, a loaf of bread, since that is sold by number, the halacha is that it would not be batel on Pesach. One matzah, however, people don't sell matzahs by number, generally speaking. Matzahs are sold by weight, and as a result of it, there would be bittel. So say for the good old Sephardi matzahs, which look like pitas, and you have a pita, and you don't know if it's chametz or matzah, and you've got another pita, you don't know which is which. One of them was chametz, and two of them were matzah. The halacha there would be that they are batel if they're not sold by, only if they're not sold by number. Now, this is all on Pesach itself. What happens on Erev Pesach? The halacha is that on Erev Pesach itself, it has the halachas of bittel of the rest of the year. What we said before, that if it's bemino, the halacha is that it is, if it's bemino, it is bittel, it is bittel barov. If it's shein amino, you have to have shishim against it. And then you are allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach. But Once Pesach comes in, then even though it was bottled before Pesach, in the case of Yavish B'Yavish, the Ramah told us that we hold that it remains Asur on Pesach itself. it becomes Osir on Pesach itself, and the Isser comes back, even though it was bottled before Pesach. So in such a case, it would have to be eaten before Pesach, and if it was matzah, since we don't eat matzah on Erev Pesach, there's nothing you can do with it. Next, the Mishneh Berurah brings a machlokis, what the halacha is, if you're dealing with three pieces of matzah, and one of them I know touched a matzah that was chametz. So the question here is, do we view this as lach balach or as yavish biyavish? What was absorbed into it is called lach. There's a mixture of chametz and non-chametz. Whereas, I'm now judging three pieces of matzah, which are separate pieces, and I don't know which is which. So he brings a machlokis, if the halachi is, if it is batal or not. Similarly, according to this opinion, if we view it as lach balach and not yavish biyavish, the halacha would be, even if you're dealing with an entire loaf and I don't know if it absorbed chametz or didn't, let's say I have these big loaves of matzah meal bread and one of them absorbed, it touched a hot piece of chametz. So even though we said that a davar shebeminyan, something that is sold by number, is not batel, that's only if it itself is iser. But if it absorbed iser, the halach is that it would be able to be batel. So according to the day that we look at it as lach balach, the halach would be that it is mutter. What happens if you confuse kalim? You're not sure which keli is chametz and which keli is kasher l'pesach. So let's say you have three pots. Two of them are kasher l'pesach, one of them is chametz, and you don't know which is which. Here the halacha is, even on Erev Pesach, it's asur because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. It's something that you can kasher and make it pesachdik. In the Mishneh Berurah says that b'shas hadchak, you can be makel on Erev Pesach, provided that the kli is an Eina Ben Yomo, and that's only on Erev Pesach. On Pesach itself, if they got confused, there's just no way that you can use any of the three kelim. Not only that, but we learn in Tafnun Aleph that it's not possible, Tafnun Beis, that it's not possible to kasher kelim by Hagola on Pesach itself, so you'll have to put all three of them away until after Pesach, and then you can kasher it. Now, furthermore, the Mechaber brought the Shita, the Rosh Shita, that holds that Yavish B'Yavish is on Pesach itself. The halachi is that it is batal. The Mishneh Berurah says that the halachi is like the first daya. We do not rely on the second daya. Therefore, if during Pesach there's any confusion of chametz and non-chametz, even though the majority of it is non-chametz, there is no bittul barov. What happens if before Pesach they got confused and one of them got eaten? The halach is you're allowed to be tola, you're allowed to assume that the one that got eaten was really the chametz. The reason being that midar raisa, we say that there is bittul barov. What's the only problem? The Rabbanon said that there's no Torah's bittul on Pesach. The Rabbanan were makel that if one of them got lost or got eaten where it's no longer there, that you are allowed to be tola that the one that was chametz is the one that got lost. This is a klal of talinin in every sveik of the Rabbanan. So it's an interesting halacha. Let's say you have three pieces, two of them were matzah, one of them was chametz, you don't know which is which. We paskin that there's no bittul on Pesach itself. Nevertheless, if one of them got lost, you're now left with two pieces, and you don't know if the two in front of you are both kasher l'pesach, or both matzah, or one of them is chametz. Since there was a bittul barov to begin with, and that was mutter midaraisa, plus one of them got lost, even though the rabbanon generally say that it's aser, they allow you to rely on the one that got lost as being the chametz one, and you're mamish allowed to eat the other two on Pesach.